If you are a marketing enthusiast and you wish to learn the tricks up the sleeves of seasoned marketeers, you are at the right place. I am your host, Nishant Goyal, and this is the Marketing Chakravyuh podcast, where I invite accomplished marketeers from around the world and pick on their brain, asking questions that would help you understand the mystery of marketing and grow yourself to heights. Whether you are a student, entrepreneur, or a marketer yourself, this is where you can learn the untold secrets of marketing from the people you admire and love. Our today's guest, Mr. Niranjan, is a seasoned marketer with varied experience in fields like marketing strategy, brand building, and the vast experience in market research, along with sales, where he started his journey from. So let's get into his journey and how he would suggest one can start or grow as a marketer. Hello, Mr. Niranjan. Welcome to the Marketing Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Nishant. How are you?
I'm doing great too. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
So, as I observed that you have quite a lot of experience in marketing and you started quite young than usual. What really brought you into marketing?
So, I actually started my career at the age of 18, where I used to help my dad around at his store at Irla. It was a small store for ladies' garments, and you know, that got me interested a little bit in sales. But it was not more of a, I wasn't looking at it from a career perspective, but more on helping that. So, usme thoda, you know, got my interest built up. And the career that I focused on at that point was actually nowhere. Okay. Sales was something that I got into by accident. Started off in a retail store at Irla, menswear. Started off as a sales boy, you know, just interacting with the customers, trying to understand how the business works. And in 2009 se leke 2013 tak I did this, and by the end of 2013 towards the start of 2013 I was promoted as a store manager. So store manager ka roles and responsibilities, when I was looking into this, I had a lot of questions coming into my head. Like, you know, one question that kept constantly coming into my head was, why does a customer buy only one particular brand? Okay, I had a very HNI advocate. Okay, he used to come and buy only white shirts from Louis Philippe's. Okay.
Okay.
Even if I showed him a Van Heusen, he was like, no, not even a J. Hampstead, only Louis Philippe. Why? There were customers who only wanted Peter England. Why? When you are at a senior level position, you have the income at your disposal, but you're still buying something which is 600, 700 rupees of Peter England shirt. Why? So these questions I asked myself, and that actually, you know, I was just trying to Google why this is happening, and that's when I came to know about this term called market research. That all of these questions are being answered by research. So that's where I thought, ki, this is the career that I want to get into, because I'm very curious to know the answers to. And January, I started researching about the companies. I found one company in Mumbai, Dadar mein office hai. It was known as IMRB International. And since child, I had come across this company once or twice, but as a respondent, I did not understand what the activity was. Like, you know, we went there as kids, we answered a few questions, got some treats in return, like a biscuit or chocolate or something, and then we came home with the incentive. At that time, I did not understand why they're doing this, but as I started researching about IMRB, I came to know, this is the same company. I went there, met the field managers there, expressed my interest. I want to get into market research. They told me that you're very young, you don't have the experience right now, so why don't you gain some experience? And if you see that, you know, it literally showed the culture of the company, that they are ready to help someone who they don't even know, right? So that means they're looking out for the best interest of anyone who joins, and that's how they treat their freelancers, right? So after a few days only, I had my papers, my documents, KYC, everything done. And I started freelancing as an interviewer, where I used to go house to house, collect the information, collect data, understand what kind of questions they are asking. And these are the questions that actually were going on in my head when I was as a salesperson, right? So that kept the interest going. And that's where I understood what market research is and how things work in the research industry. And I expressed my interest to the field manager that I want to get into the field management. I don't want to be a freelancer. I want to get into field management. The interview happened. Everything went well, cleared it, and I had my offer letter by the end of the day. And I was like, yeah, this is good. And after a few weeks, when I joined as a field manager, as a proper field management person, that's when I understood the complexities of market research. Like, as an interviewer, you just had one role, collect the data. But as an executive, you're managing the data, you're managing data collection, you're managing the quality of the data, you're managing the budget, you're managing timelines. There are so many things involved. And being a 23-year-old at that time, this was something which was overburdening me. And I had a little, very little knowledge of management. Kaise karna hai, kya karna hai. Lucky for me, I'm very fortunate in my entire life, in my entire career, even now, that I've always had good bosses. Okay, my boss, my first boss was Mansi Raut, the field manager there. She actually taught me the principles of time management. Kaise time karna hai. Okay, she saw me struggle and she was like, idhar aao, baitho. Note down the priorities. Tick them off once you do it. Okay, wo sab cheez karke. Then things started, you know, started moving. And then after a few months, the director saw something in me. He pulled me into his team, the International Business Unit, IBU. It was more on the project management side, business operations. And that's where we started. That's where I started handling international clients and managed end-to-end research requirements for them. Right, got to learn a lot more. Why? Because I constantly kept asking questions on why is this happening? Why is this happening? Right. So this drive, I continued for around four and a half years, from 2013 to 2017. In 2016, I took a decision of doing my MBA because I saw that this is just the starting point. Research is just the starting point. Ye data ka karte kya hai log? Right? Hum itna mehnat karke collect karte hai, log iska karte kya hai? So I wanted to explore the other side of the coin. And that's where I decided ki theek hai, if I want to do something, I need better qualifications. MCOM ke basis pe I can't get into a proper marketing role that easily. So that's why I need to get my skills up and do an MBA. And MBA mein bhi aane ka my reason was to be a proper researcher who not only just addresses these problems but also provides solution and gives out marketing insights. So my aim of getting into Wellinger V school in 2017 was to be a researcher. And it was obviously always focusing on marketing. But jaise the course started developing, or jaise time jata raha, my interest slowly moved from research to proper marketing. Marketing strategies, planning, and then brand management. And that is what, you know, this interest kept me going. Got me placed for my summer internship at Reliance Jio Studios, jahan pe I learned a lot in 3-4 months. Okay. Learned from probably the best. And wo karte karte got into some life projects, did some other side projects also. And finally, college placement, maybe I got placed as a brand manager for a bank in Kuwait. Unfortunately, things didn't work out. The offer was withdrawn. And I started looking out job elsewhere. And that's where I landed up right now, where I am at Zec, as a manager for marketing and brand. It's been a year, more than a year, that I've been at Zec, managing the entire online and offline business, especially marketing. And I also look after the e-commerce, especially the marketplace model, like Amazon, Flipkart, Tata Click. We are trying to enhance the presence of Zec. Right now, the brand is something which is at a very a very starting point, you know, but there is a lot of potential. And that is what we a small team of us, you know, 5-6 people, are we are trying to bring this brand to newer heights, where we are challenging big brands on marketplaces. So this is what is happening right now, and this is what keeps me going in marketing, because there's always something new around the corner.
Wow, that's a lot of struggle, a lot of questions you ask, and a lot of step ups, especially knowing that you were already eligible for a managerial position before you even graduated your bachelor's. That shows that how passionate you are in the field. So in this thing, I actually had a lot of questions, but the first one that a lot of our students experience is, how do you tackle the situation of, okay, you need this job, you need experience for this job, and for experience you need a job? It becomes a vicious cycle of not being able to do anything. How can we zero experience students get out of this or conquer this?
See, when it comes to experience, the best part, you know, that most people do not realize is that experience can be gained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is not the first time that someone has asked me, because honestly, I had no working knowledge of e-commerce. But yet, I am managing 5 different marketplaces for my brand directly. How? Because until and unless you don't try it, you will not learn. You won't gain the experience, right? Though you might have a lot of theoretical knowledge about it, you don't have hands-on experience. And that's what people are looking for. You need to have hands-on experience. They want to see results. They want to see case studies, what you have done in the past, right? Now, this is a question that most of the freshers ask me, that right now, whatever companies are coming to campus, they want at least 1.5 years or 2 years of experience. And sometimes they even ask for domain-specific experience. So how do we tackle that? So for people who are starting out their MBA, who are just in the first year right now, I would suggest, aap identify karo which part of marketing are you interested in or what you want to go into. Like say, for example, if you want to get into digital marketing, okay, then you should always start learning, reading about digital marketing right now. Okay, but that will give you theoretical knowledge. Practical knowledge ke liye, start a blog. When you start writing blogs, you understand SEO, you understand what keywords are, you do a lot of research, you then start to analyze why your blog is not getting hits, try to identify weaknesses, right? What am I doing wrong? What should I do to get more visits to my website? And that's when you will start learning a lot. And what you're doing is, you're preparing a story. You're getting things on your resume which people will not even think about when they are doing an MBA. Like, how many students do write a blog? Like, you know, how Nishant, you're doing a podcast. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Okay, it's a wonderful thing to have on your resume. You've got proof to show to people that, see, this is my podcast. I get so many thousands of views, visitors coming in, listening to my podcast. So I understand how marketing works, at least the communication aspect of it. I've got hands-on experience when it comes to communications, right? Or even promotions, or even brand building, if you look at it.
What are your views on part-time jobs or unpaid internships, for that matter? Because that is how I started, so I want to know what your views on this would be.
See, now, part-time work, if you're getting paid and you're gaining some good amount of experience along with it, and it's not hampering your studies, do it. Okay, if you're able to manage it, then do it. For unpaid internships, I am just very reluctant, because there are some people who take undue advantage of students by dictating terms. Like, I want 6 hours daily, 5 hours daily. Okay, minimum commitment chahiye. And then they start bossing around. And if you want to be paid, ask them directly. Be very blunt. Ask them, ki bhaiya kitna hai stipend? Because you're looking out for stipend with. And if they are approaching you, that means zarurat unko hai. Right? So you need to take that position also, that, you know, you are in a position to command something. Don't do it for free, is what I'm saying. Unless and until there's a lot to learn from it, because I did my internship in Geo Studios, and honestly, is one of the best decisions that that I took, and very fortunate enough to even get into Geo Studios. So a lot to learn. So it depends on situation to situation, but you know, weigh your chances and then take a call.
So getting back to your specific experience, how you started with market research. So what is the value of market research that you have observed? How valuable is good market research?
So market research for me, like, it's the basis of every marketing activity that you do. Like, even if you're trying to communicate something to anyone, internal also, you need to understand a few indicators, a few parameters of what you're trying to communicate, who are you trying to communicate it to, what will the listener and interpret from whatever I'm saying. So for this, you require some amount of research. Okay, though it's not market research, but it's amount of research. So research is important in whatever you do, but focusing specifically on market research, it answers the unknown. Okay, basically, if you're facing an unknown issue, or you're trying, there are some uncertainties or something that you're not sure of, then market research is something that will help you answer those questions. Okay, like to give you small examples, why do I do market research? It helps me identify my target audience. It helps me pinpoint my ideal customer, that who is my ideal buyer. It helps me understand what ticks them. Unko kya pasand hai, what do they like, they don't like. You know, helps me understand what to sell, where to sell, who to sell, when to sell, and at what price to sell. So there are a lot of questions which keep going in your head, and this is why market research helps.
For that, I believe two big factors would be what questions to ask and whom to ask, and the second one, where to find them. So how would you, as a person who is just starting out into research, who just wants to do basic or preliminary research about an idea, should start about without spending a lot of money, without costing an arm or leg?
Okay, yeah, I mean, as students, definitely every penny counts. Not everyone is born with a silver spoon. So first thing that you need to do as a student is understand ki why are you doing this research, what is your purpose, what are you trying to achieve from this. Okay, then try to identify ki mujhe kisse puchna hoga, who should I go and ask these questions that I get the right answers from. Okay, so if I were to put it down in points to help you more, to help you understand better, is first identify your problem. What kind of problem are you facing, and what kind of solution are you looking for? So if you ask the second part of this question, what kind of solution are you looking for, you're limiting your research. Okay, because you already have developed a bias. So now LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. Okay, if you are not active on LinkedIn, then you're losing out on a lot as an MBA student. Be active, get your network up, and try to get in touch with these people, because they can give you contacts, referrals, where you can actually go and collect valuable data for free. Not even joking. Otherwise, if you go to a corporate research agency, they'll charge you lakhs and lakhs of rupees just to get an appointment from these people. Okay. And LinkedIn, you can probably get it done for free because you're a student. And you can get really good insights when you're networking with these people, these influential people. And that's how you can start your research. But uske liye aapko thoda knowledge hona zaruri hai, because you've connected with the person, but what are you going to ask? Right? You need a tool for it. And that's what a questionnaire is.
Okay.
A tool. Okay. So you need to know what kind of questions you need to ask. So there is a lot of homework that you need to do before you even start doing all of this. So questionnaire banana, everything is going to come, and then that's how you should start with your research as a student. Because if you have it on Google Forms, data analysis is a piece of cake. They already do it for you. Google does it for you. They'll generate pie charts, bar graphs, everything that you need to do. Presentation, baki aap MBA students, so your PPT pe we've achieved a certain level of mastery. We create reports and then we can explain everything. So as a student, yeah, these are the things that you can do. I mean, that's something that even okay. I did.
So, what was the reason that made you switch from a good market research role at Kantar to brand management and core marketing?
Honestly speaking, my Geo experience actually pushed me into this, into exploring this field. And that's because I really loved the way stories were being told, you know, at Jio Studios. How brands communicated using wonderful stories. And that storytelling had a little bit of science to it, a lot of technical aspects to it. It was not just good content or good copy. It had a lot of research going behind it.
Okay. Okay, as you have worked in market research, market, and after that marketing and branding both now, how would you say branding is different from marketing?
Okay. One of the more confusing topics for students to understand. And even I had the same query when I started my marketing journey in V-School. From my perspective, branding is at the core of marketing. Okay, it's at the core of marketing. Nothing in marketing can happen without branding. All right. Why do I say this? Is because it's a simple three-step formula. Okay. Authenticity plus consistency will give you trust. Now keep this formula in mind, because I'll again complete that circle in when I'm explaining this. So what does branding mean? Branding, it's like you keep doing what you will have, and then you will create something that is called branding. That is something distinct. Okay. So aapko main ek cheez bata deta hu ki branding is at the starting point. It's at the center of all your marketing strategies. Alright. But marketing kya hai na? Marketing is only used to communicate your brand communications, personality, voice, messages, all those things. That is marketing. Branding is establishing those traits, those qualities. Okay. Branding is the culture, and branding rules your business. Okay. So it is something which is above your marketing strategies, and it is always there in everything you do. Okay. So people think that, you know, if I am a person and I decide my branding guidelines, my brand principles, everything, I create my distinct persona, then I'm the king, I'm the authority. No, that's not it, because you're just looking at it from one lens. Okay. In marketing, there are two aspects. There's one called brand speak, and the other one is called consumer speak. Brand speak is what you say. Okay. You set the tone, you set the guidelines, everything is on your control. But what happens when the consumer speaks back to you? Okay. That is called brand perception. What do they understand from the brand? And that is what sticks to the customers. Okay, so more than brand speak, consumer speak is more important if you're a good listener. Right. Now,
and as you mentioned, that time management is one of the most important skills in this situation. What else would you suggest to the current students to look for as a life skill when they will get into a job?
See, when it comes to skill, you have to first identify that which sector are you very interested in. Now, I understand that students somehow, they don't even know which field they want to get into, let alone which domain they want to attend, right? Some people are still confused whether they want to take up marketing, they want to get into operations, HR, finance, what, right? So I would say ki right now in the first year, if you're in the first year, try to experiment. Try to take small projects from different domains and see if it interests you. If you're not able to find projects, create your own project. Okay, have that drive inside you to understand, take that necessary step to decide whether you want to get into that particular function or not. If it interests you, then see and explore what are the different avenues which are available in that particular domain. And if you like one or two from those, try exploring what are the skills which are required to get into this field. What is the scope? Like if you're getting into something very technical, which doesn't have a lot of scope in the next few years, then don't do it. Okay. If it has a lot of scope in the future, do it. But see whether you have the necessary skills to get into that position or not. And if you don't have those skills, then try to develop those skills. If it is something that can be learned, then learn it. If it's something that needs to be proven with the help of a certificate or something, then do that course. All right. But what if it is something which requires hands-on experience? Then you need experience. Now, how do you gain that experience? Like I previously said, get it done. Okay, get your hands dirty. Write something. Start writing about that particular field or that particular domain, and start doing it. Like if you want e-commerce experience, build your e-commerce store. Okay. Don't just sell anything right now, but try to see what are the working that is required. How do you set up a store? What are the different aspects to a store? How do you create a good user experience? How do you create a good user interface? How do you make things easy for the buyer? Now, this is something that you will understand only when you do it, right? Purchase baad mein hoga. But if you know all of this, you're already ahead of everyone else in your class who don't know about this.
Yeah, that's something that's simple to understand, but a lot of students still do not understand the value of. It's simple to understand, but people do not understand the value of the simple activity of getting your hands dirty.
That's what I said, that you need to have that drive to learn. That's why you're doing your MBA. That's why you're spending lakhs of rupees giving it to an institute to learn. And if you don't have the thirst to learn, then you're wasting money. You're wasting time.
Okay. Okay. As you have worked in market research, and after that marketing and branding both now, how would you say branding is different from marketing?
Okay. One of the more confusing topics for students to understand. And even I had the same query when I started my marketing journey in B-School. From my perspective, branding is at the core of marketing. Okay, it's at the core of marketing. Nothing in marketing can happen without branding. All right. Why do I say this? Is because it's a simple three-step formula. Okay. Authenticity plus consistency will give you trust. Now keep this formula in mind, because I'll again complete that circle in when I'm explaining this. So what does branding mean? Branding, it's like you keep doing what you will have, and then you will create something that is called branding. That is something distinct. Okay. So aapko main ek cheez bata deta hu ki branding is at the starting point. It's at the center of all your marketing strategies. Alright. But marketing kya hai na? Marketing is only used to communicate your brand communications, personality, voice, messages, all those things. That is marketing. Branding is establishing those traits, those qualities. Okay. Branding is the culture, and branding rules your business. Okay. So it is something which is above your marketing strategies, and it is always there in everything you do.
So to close up with, this is a really pressing question that I would ask. As you are handling a tech business, a tech product based business, how would you go about building something like this from scratch? If you have to build something like this from scratch as a business, assuming you have suppliers, you have the product in your warehouse, how would you brand it? How would you market it? How would you go around all that process?
Sabse pehle to I will ask myself these questions. What is my brand doing here in the first place? Okay. What am I trying to achieve by creating this brand? Or what kind of a problem am I solving with these products? Obviously, every product needs to have some problem that it solves. Otherwise, people don't use it. Right? It has to have some utility value. Correct. Some utility value. It should satisfy some needs of the customer. Even though if those needs can be like a car or a luxury car. ओके आपकी ईगो को सेटिस्फाई कर सकता है या तो आपकी रिक्वायरमेंट को सेटिस्फाई कर सकता है राइट सो इट शुड सेटिस्फाई समथिंग ट्राई टू आइडेंटिफाई दैट एंड देन क्रिएट योर ओन ब्रांड पर्सोना फॉर योर ब्रांड ऑलराइट सी से फॉर एग्जांपल इफ फॉर ज़ेक आई टेल यू आवर ब्रांड आइडेंटिटी इज मल्टी फंक्शनैलिटी ओके इन वन वर्ड एनी प्रोडक्ट दैट यू पिक ऑफ अस विल हैव मल्टीपल एप्लीकेशंस टू इट ओके वी विल हैव अ पावर बैंक. But that power bank can even charge a laptop, which you won't find in a normal power bank. All right. It will also have a torch. Okay. Our Bluetooth speakers. Okay. They'll also have a wireless charging feature, or they will have a lamp, an LED lamp. Okay, if we have a stationary holder, a pen stand, we'll include a Bluetooth speaker with
okay.
it. All right. So multifunctionality is something that we stand for, and I will try to define that for my brand. Do I want to be multifunctional? Do I want people to look at my brand and say, wow, this is the product that I want when I'm earning $100,000 a year?
In context of Zek, as you mentioned, multifunctionality. And I did go through the website. I observed that you have speakers that also develop as TWS earphones. And then you have lamps that has a fan in it and has lights in it and has a pen stand. And then you have wireless power banks, which also are multifunctional, I believe. So will it not dilute the brand niche? Because you are not very specific to audio products. You are not very specific to power banks. You are venturing into a lot of different segments, even X-ray viewers, X-ray sheets. So, yes.
Correct.
So, how would you keep the niche or keep one specific, brand image that this is our field, this is what we do?
Okay. So, for that, like I said, that you need to understand the business of doing business. Why are we doing this in the first place? Right. So, we cater to a very specific industry. Okay, 90% of our business comes from this industry.
Okay.
It's called gifting. Corporate gifting to be precise. Alright. And corporate gifting mein kya hota na? Multifunctionality works. Okay. But the problem here is that you have to constantly keep innovating. Like, who will think of a product like a calculator, numeric keypad, yes. and a multimedia controller in a calculator? Right? It's a wireless calculator. So ye sab kab hogi? Then you have to identify ki who will buy this. Chalo, theek hai, maine product to bana diya. But will someone buy this? Right? Who will buy this? Accountants, bankers, chartered accountant students, financial consultants. Yes. Inke liye achhi gift banegi. Right? Then you will decide on the quantity, then the price and everything. So, when you are doing all of this, you are still staying true to your business. Because you are in the industry which demands multifunctionality. Now, for me as a marketing manager, it's very difficult. Okay, it's very difficult to separate the B2B products from a gifting product. Okay, B2C mein kaisa hoga that people want quality even if it is a single function. Like if I'm buying a TWS earbuds, then I want good voice, good clarity, good bass. Right, battery life achhi chahiye. It should have an IPX rating. Right, waterproof hona chahiye. It should not fall out from my ears. The charging case should be good. It should be premium enough. So these are all the factors, product factors that I have to look for. And when we are sourcing products or when we are manufacturing these products, I have to pay very close attention to this from a marketing yes. perspective, because I am the one who will narrate the story. Okay. Will highlight all these features. Right. So it becomes difficult for a manager to switch hats, you know, switch hats when you're doing this kind of a thing where you have multiple functions to explain to a customer.
So yeah, that's a lot to understand in one go, but yes, I can certainly say I learned a lot in our today's conversation.
So I would say it's something that even I learn, and everyone will have to keep learning. If the learning stops, then you're not going anywhere. So I mean, even I try to learn as much as possible. Even now I have a few books open and I'm trying to read about something which I don't know about.
Thank you, Mr. Niranjan. Thanks for your time. I'm really grateful you took your time out of your busy schedule for this conversation.
Thank you so much, Nishant, for this wonderful opportunity. And I particularly like what you're doing, because this is something that people should actually do, gain hands-on experience, number one. And number two, communicate properly. Because you don't know that, you know, who might need this exact same thing that we just discussed. Unki need satisfy ho jayegi and we'll be more than happy.
That's the primary aim, that if I'm able to help even one person with one episode, I would say that my aim has fulfilled. Yes, if one student is able to get better at their job, at their work, then I would say that yes, I have succeeded in this venture.
Brilliant. All the best to you. I don't believe in luck too much, but all the best to you. I know you'll do well with this wonderful initiative. And I personally am looking forward to listening a lot of your podcasts and gain more insights, more knowledge from people belonging to different domains.
Try my best to bring in more people.
All right. All the best, Nishant.
Thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
So that was our conversation. Hope you found it helpful. Tell us your most useful learning from this episode, and I will give you a free entry into our exclusive merchandise giveaway. Oh, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button and tell your friends how much you love this podcast. See you in the next episode. This was Marketing Chakravyuh Podcast, and I am Nishant Goel signing out.